Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla zine kuMfumfu 2024 muCape Town. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani imhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele.
Amapholisa athi adinga abantu abatshontshe izigidi ezine zamadola emelika $4 million kobulawayo.
Umdala yena indicated ukuthi ufuna ukuyelestand asikakhulume ezefem. So asikakhulume ukuthi what exactly we're going to do.
Umoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko kunikwa isicoco seqhawe leZimbabwe, umdeni wakhe usithi wacela ukuthi abekwe lokobulawayo. Abalandeli beHighlanders Football Club bathi kabasuze bebukele imidlalo elandelayo khonapha kobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Amapolisa athi kakabophi abantu abayisithupha abatshontshe izigidi ezinye zamadola emelika $4 million yebhanga le-Ecobank obulawayo izolo, kubika uNgqwele Dube.
Isikhulumeli samapholisa uCommissioner Paul Nyathi uthi basahlolisisa udaba lolu.
We are still conducting investigations. When we have the information which is relevant to give to the media and the public, we certainly do so.
Ibhanga le-Ecobank livuke livaliwe namuhla, kulotshwe phandle kwalo ukuthi behlelwe ingozi kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwabazemthetho abathwala imali abe-Safeguard Security. Inkampani le ibikhangelelwe ukuba izathwalela imali le eHarare. Abaqondisi bebhanga leli sibafonele kubomakhalekhukhwini balile ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu. Abantu abayisithupha laba bahluthune imali le ebilindwe ngabahlomileyo emoteni ye-Safeguard Security phambili kwebhanga leli. Abantu laba babaleke ngemota yohlobo lwe-Ford Ranger bethwele imibhobho ama-AK-47 lama-revolvers. Inkamba yamapholisa iseduze lendawo le. Omunye wababone lokhu kusenzakala unkosazana Sindisiwe Chuma.
Ngisefike emgodweni lapha ngithi ngiyathi ngibona abantu begijima engikhangele efonini, ngithe ngiyathi ngibone abantu sebechapha umgwaqo, abanye akusela muntu kupassage yonaleyana. Ngisemgodweni sengithi ngiyakhangela ngibone abantu sebethwele izibhobho, ngahle ngagijima ngangena kubuilding ebiseduzane khonapho.
Umnumzana Engliston Spanda, umqondisi we-Green Africa Technologies, ubambe owangaphansi ngokwenzakale kobulawayo.
Lokho kwakobulawayo kukhanya ngani imhlolo kaJosephina akuqedakali, kodwa sithemba ukuthi amapholisa bazakwenza ucwayisiso lwabo babanje, ngoba akula nto engenzakala njalo ilanga libalele. Egcekeni imali iphonguzompolwa kuphela. So nxa amapholisa ecabangela ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, wonke umuntu lathi sikubona njalo ukuthi kungabe kulesandla semfene esiphakathi, kodwa hayi, amapholisa eZimbabwe nxa sebefuna ukukubamba, sithemba bazababamba masinyane.
Ukuhluthunwa kwemali le kwedlula lokho kwenzakala phezu kwebholoho leGwebe River ngomnyaka ka-2021, lapho amasela athathela abezomthetho izigidi phose ezintathu zamadola emelika. Kwabotshwa abantu ababesebenza kubhanga elathathelwa imali, abagwetshwa ukuba bavalelwe ejele okweminyaka emibili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, nginguNgqwele Dube.
Umdeni kaMoyi uJinga Dube owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuviyo leZebra njalo wakwaba umphathintambo kahulumende uthi wacela ukuba ingcwatshwe eLady Stanley Cemetery athi iNational Heroes Acre eHarare. Loba kunjalo ibandla lezanupiyef selimnike isicoco seqhawe lesizwe. Unqole Dube usipha njalo lolo daba.
Umnumzana Vusimuzi Dube uthi uyise wabatshela ukuba ofisa ukungcwatshwa labanye abalwa impi yenkululeko abagoqela owayekhokhela iviyo lezipra uLookout Masuku labanye.
Umdala yena indicated ukuthi ufuna ukuye late stand asikakhulumi ezefamily. So asikakhuluma ukuthi what exactly we're going to do. Asikahlangana njengemuntu.
Unkosikazi Opa Mochinguri Kashiri utshele ababuthene emzini kamoyi ukuba usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe.
His Excellency the President and First Secretary of ZANU-PF, Dr. E.D. Mnangagwa, has conferred a national hero status to the late Comrade Colonel retired Chinga Judge Dube.
Lokhu bekufiswa ngunkosikazi Moli Ndlovu. Olilunga lezanu-PF Politburo, ibandla lezanu-PF lingakethuli umbiko ukuthi usenikiwe isicoco seqhawe lesizwe. Bayakhala labalandeli beqembu lenguqu le-Highlanders ngokubhubha kukaDube. Okudale le-Highlanders Board, umnumzana Elkana Dube, uthi balahlekelwe ngumuntu obeyindoda emadodeni.
Sisebenzelayo okwesikhathi eside uChinga. Ela elilunga leqembu njalo futhi encedisa lapha lalaphayana esebenzisa izimali zakhe esebenzisa isikhathi sakhe ethuthukisa umsebenzi weqembu ube xhasa iqembu ecebisa lapha lalaphayana ikakhulu nxa iclub ibhoda idinga isponsorship. Ube singenisa amahofisi lapha lalaphana isincedisa kakhulu.
UDube owake waba ngumqondisi weZimbabwe Defence Industries njalo wamela emakhokhoba edale lePhalamende ubhubhele eMater Dei Hospital lapho ahlinzwe khona inhliziyo kulandela ukugula kwakhe kwamaviki ambalwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingungqwele Dube.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo weStudio 7. Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelink efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Uhulumende unanze ilanga lababalisi ele World Teachers Day namhla eGogwe lapho ncome amatichala ngomsebenzi abawenzayo lanxa bebhekane lengxaki eziningi. Ababalisi bathi bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo njalo umphathintambo obona ngenhlelo zemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthi uhulumende uyakulungisa lokhu. Uze sizwe okuningi ngokubhekane lababalisi, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uqokhelwe umnumzana Mandla Nkosi Sisuwela, umbalisi okhubazekileyo ongumlobi oyimbongi ofundisa isikolo seJotsholo Secondary School.
Njengoba kuyi-Teachers Day umhlaba wonke, thina njengababalisi siyathaba ngoba silanga okumele sihlale phansi sikhangele ama-achievements ethu, sikhangele mhlawumbe lama-weaknesses ethu, ama-strengths, njalo sikhangele ukusipha ngamafithane ababalisi nabantu abaqakathekileyo. Kakhulu ukuthi eBhayibhelini uJesu ngokwakhe kwakuthiwa ngurabhi, umbalisi omkhulu. So nxa sihlala ngelanga elinjengaleli usinika umbono omuhle, siyalakha ukuthi sifundise abantu abethu. But however kulama-challenges amaningi, njengoba ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi-ke eZimbabwe umbalisi umuntu okhangelelwa phansi ngendlela yokuthi imbadalo yethu incane. Kade sakhala sokuthi sikhala ama-economic challenges as affecta wenz ababalisi abakhubazekileyo abafuna ukuthenga ama-assistive devices, abafuna izinto zokusebenzisa nxa befundisa, bazidingela ngemali yabo ama-talking laptops, ama-software bayadila. So so ungavele kusuke khona ungayenzi.
Kodwa liyathokoza yini ngoba sizwile umphathi ntambo obona ngezemali umnomzana Mthuli Ncube esithi ababalisi bazangezelelwa iholo. Ubona ingani kungaletha umahluko?
Ukuthokoza kuyabe kukhona nxa uthengiswa, kodwa isimanga esikhulu sesathengiswa kaningi. Mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi ababalidi ngathi ngamafitshane bamile bakhangele ukuthi lathi lezo zithengiso zizagcwaliseka njani, njengoba siyabona ukuthi iviki leyi phela ilokhu iphethe isilwa. Njalo uprofesa kasacacanga ukuthi uzafaka nini lokhu akufaka, njalo uzafaka futhi isilinganiso. Yinto uvalo olukhona ebabalidini asebesehluleka ukufundisa abantwabana, asebesehluleka ukuhambisa umgabo kumbe imuli zabo ezibhedlela.
Uke wakhuluma ngokuthi ababalisi abakhubazekileyo babhekana lengxaki eziningi. Yiyo, ungachasisa kabanzi ukuthi kuyini lokho, njalo selake lakhweza yini lolu daba kuhulumende, kukanti lithola sizobani?
Uhulumende ngamafitshane ngamtshayela ihlombe ngalokhu ukuthi siwasinika u-AIDS. Kuqala imbali yethu u-AIDS wawuhamba la ebhenki liyehluphela ngakhonokho kukhona, babengekho ku-payroll. So bathe sokungani kungconywana lanxa kulezikhalazo ezithize. Izikhalazo zethu ezithize ukuthi yakusenza ama-policies amaningi. I-brain language ayi-observer kwesikhathi ama-software wela abhaliweyo ukuthi siwafake emthimeni ethu esiyidingela kanye ekhulumayo sikuthola late. So ngezinye indlela umbalisi okhubazekile uphakathi kwenkinga. Ukanti izikole ezifundisa kizo ezinye zi-unfriendly ngoba zafica ukuthi azilama-ramps, i-environment yangkhona iyabe ingavuli ema-toilet laphana. Hhayi langa liyaze lithone sikubalisa, kodwa sesakuhambisa kwuhulumende sehlanganiso zempilo esihambisa khona kuhle ngoba sikabosenetha sibakhiphayo ukuthi basehlole noma ushili laphana bayenza sibe msebenzi wabomkhulu ukuthi bamkhuthaze uhulumende, kodwa-ke usilow sanwabo into wakhona.
Lo ngumnumzana Amandla Nkosi Suwela, umbalisi okhubazekileyo njalo ngumlobi eyimbongi, ubexoxa cingweni losithandekile mhlanga weStudio 7 esejojolo. Siyasikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele Israel lihlaselwa ngamandla kwele Lebanon lapho lithi lizama ukudundubeza ibutho leHezbollah eliphosela amabhomba kulelo lizwe. Ele Israel selamasoja kwele Lebanon kanye leGaza eselilomnyaka lilwisana khona leHamas. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abeReuters. Uqhubekela phambili umkhankaso wokhetho lweMelika oluzaqhutshwa ngolwezi lonyaka. Abancintisana kukhetho lolu owake waba ngumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump nomsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris bethekelela izabelo ezijiyeneyo bedinga usekelo. Le iStudio 7 yesakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu kwele South Africa sezithule isixwayiso zesithi sekungaqhamuka udlakela lwe-xenophobia kwele South Africa loba nini lubangelwa izindlela ezisetshenziswa nguhulumende umanyano ukuzingela lokubopha abangela maphepha kwele South Africa. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba esiJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo omphakathi lezi zithi indlela uhulumende ozingela ngayo abokuza abangela maphepha isivuse ukutshotshozela okukhulu enhlelweni zokuxhumana ku-inthanethi okuyinto engabangela ukuqhamuka kodlakela lwe-xenophobia. Ebulenjini be-inthanethi kugcwela abokuza laba bebaleka, abanye becatshe ephahleni, abanye beqhunqa izililo, bephoselwa emoteni zamapholisa sebefakwe izankosi. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa unkosazana Cleopatra Buthelezi uthi kungani kulohlelo olufihliweyo lokwenqabela bokuza ukuphuma phandle.
Abasakwazi ukuphila freely, abasakwazi ukuhamba freely, akwenzeki lutho nje freely. Bavalelekile, abanye abakwazi ukuya emsebenzini, abanye abakwazi mabengayi emsebenzini bayaxoshwa emafletini, abanye bahleli phandle on the street with abantwana.
isizalwane seZimbabwe njalo engumqondisi enhlanganisweni ye Women in Diaspora Association unkosazana Vuyani Hlazo uthi izenzo zikahulumende lezi seziphehle inzondo engadala umonakalo omkhulu.
Ungathi into yakhona isilenzondo yagcina yenza kungabi ukuthi kuqondiswa abantu ukuthi babe namaphepha, but inkinga esinayo ukuthi imajority abayiba amavoters ala ekhaya basizonde obazonda ama foreign nationals.
Le into egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Inches asithi
the department ye immigration kumele ibe ne improvisions zokuthi noma umuntu angaphakathi kweleli lizwe ahambe ku home affairs ayo extend amalanga ayenze noma yini ukuthi sibe nabantu waregistriwe singaphakathi kweleli.
Unkosikazi Sharon Ekambarami oyenhlanganiso ye Lawyers for Human Rights amagqwetha ezamalungelo abuye njalo asebenze le Kopanang Africa Against Xenophobia elwisa umkhuba wezanophobia wathi inhlelo zikahulumende lezi sezenze kwabonakala sengathi bonke abantu bokuza izigange. Olwela amalungelo wakwele South Africa umnumzana Siphiwe Mbatha uthi usizi ukuthi sekusenziwa sengathi abokuza akulanto enhle abayenzayo.
For example, uma ubheka kumalokishi wethu kunama-shop abantu base Somalia, Ethiopia, abaphuma ngaphandle kwe South Africa. For example, angisagibeli ukuya eDropheni. Angisagibeli, angisayi mall la ngothenga khona kungqoba nkulu wo Pick and Pay ko Shoprite. Sengithenga ngubo la ngamanana phansi. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi ndangaphathi kevana kwenyanga ngenamali, ngikolodisi. But angikwazi ukuya ku Pick and Pay or Checkers or Shoprite ngiyokolodisi.
Kodwa umsekeli kampani Ntambo ogaja lwendaba zasekhaya umnumzana Njabulo Nzuza utshele iParliamente ukuthi abanqanelanga abantu bokuza kodwa balwisa ukwephulwa komthetho okungena elizweni.
The only issue that we have to deal with
asihlosanga ukuvimba ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngoba vele abantu bazahlala bengena bephuma esikwenzayo ukwenqabela ukungena kwabantu elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Kodwa inhlanganiso zamalungelo oluntu zithi uhlupho lolu luza qedwa kuphela ukupha abokuza laba amaphepha ukuba selizweni ngokusemthethweni. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngiyothuso Khumalo.
The Voice of America.
Sikasizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Abantu abayizigidi ezingamajumi amabili lanhlanu 25 million babhekana lendlala esabekayo kwele Sudan. Abedlula izigidi ezilijumi 11 million sebebalekile emizini yabo. Omele elemelika kunhlanganiso yamazwe wonke e-United Nations u-Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield uthi lolu luhlupho olukhulu olwedlula okwenzakala kwezinye indawo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi udube lolu lubangelwe yimpi engelangqondo esiyenze ukuba abantu beswele ukudla, amanzi, imithi lokunye. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali njalo umhlaba wonke jikelele uncede abaswela ukudla. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi eZamzam Camp eDafua ngohlola njalo nyaka bekusipha umntwana oyedwa kumahola amabili ngenxa yendlala. Kusukela ngaleso sikhathi uthi isimo sesisibi kakhulu ngoba kulabantwana abalambayo, abahluphekayo njalo labahlala bejojobele. Uthi kumele kubekwe phansi izikhali esigabeni se-El Fasher, eGatun lezinye indawo lapho okulabantu abaningi asebebalekele impi yomvukela. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi ibutho lakwele Sudan kanye labahlamukela uhulumende abe-Rapid Support Forces yibo abenza konke lokhu. Uthi kumele kususwe yonke imigoqo yokuvinjwa kokudla okumele kufinyelele uZulu ikakhulu esigabeni se-Andre. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi kumele inhlanganiso ezisiza uZulu zincede abantu abahluphekayo elizweni leli ngokuphangisa. Uthi elemelika lizanika eleSudan izigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane $424 million yokunceda abahluphekayo elizweni leli lamanye aseduzane lalo. Uphinde wathi inhlangothi zeMelika ezimbili sezincede iziphepheli zawele Sudan ngezigidi ezedlula amakhulu amane amadola eMelika $223 million. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthi bonke abantu abakhathazwa ludubo lolu kumele bencede abantu bakwele Sudan njalo kube lenkulumo zokubeka phansi izikhali. Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Kweze midlalo, isiphathamandla seqembu lomdlalo wenguqu eIslanders Football Club, uSihlangu Dlodlo uthi balusekela uhlelo oluqoqwa ngabalandeli olokukhalala ukubukela umdlalo oza kuba khona enkundleni yeBaberfield Stadium ngesonto. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Udlodlo uthi kuza kuba yinyama yembongolo khetha omthandayo ngesonto lapho abanye abalandeli beqembu le-Highlanders abaqoqe ukuba baye kuthana endaweni yokuzithokozisa ye-Highlanders Clubhouse kulokuba babukele umdlalo oza kuba phakathi kwaleli qembu le-ZPC Caripa.
In marketing, the basic principle is that products compete.
Ungananzela kumarketing okusemqoka kuba lokho okuthengisayo kuyabangisana kuhahabela labo abathengayo. So kubalandeli beqembu abaqoqa umcimbi wabo ngesikhathi sinye kulo mcimbi oqoqwa yi-PSL nanjengeIslanders zisekelayo mibili limcimbi.
Inkuthazo yokuba abalandeli beqembu la-Islanders bekhalele ukuya enkundleni iqale ngemva kokuba iqembu leli kuthiwe kumele lihlawule inkulungwane eziyisithupha zamadola emelika 6,000 ngemva kokuba umdlalo walo wenkezo Chibuku lele Simbabora ungasafikanga emaphethelweni kunyanga yedluleyo. Umlandeli weBhoso uBeatrice Mpofu uthi lokhu bakwenza ngoba bekhathele ukucindezelwa okwenziwa iqembu labo abalithandayo.
Asingayini eground eBF ngesande. We are tired ngokuqibelezelwa ngamarefu lapha eZimbabwe kula team esupportwa njengeIslanders.
Omunye njalo umlandeli weqembu la-Islanders uBlessing Sweswe laye uthi ukubona kungcono ukuba batshengisele ukukhonana kwabo ngokubuthana eClubhouse.
Abantu asambeni eClubhouse sinikeni i-team imali kwanisa ukufayinda.
Umsekeli weqembu le-Dynamos uBernard Chimutsotso uthi laye uvumelana lenyathelo leli lifuna ukuthathwa ngabalandeli beqembu le-Highlanders.
Hayi vele lokhu right because lapha abalungiseli bona bodwa be-Highlanders balungiselela lathi thina be-Dynamos. For example, uyibonile imeshi e-Highlanders versus Dynamos. Our player wachangi eyopo urefu akhipha ngiveni ikhadi.
Umkhankaso lo ukuba abalandeli bekhala le ukuya enkundleni ngesonto usulumathe wasabalala waze wafika la kwamanye amazwe. Njalo umgcini sihlalo wabakhokheli beqembu le-Highlanders eBotswana uSifa Sichuma uthi labo bangawusekela.
Siyenze i-arrangement yokuthi imali sifake ku-orange money kulezi namba esizazithumela. Kodwa besinxusa futhi wonke abalandeli beqembu ukubana baye kuzona lezo ndawo eFrancis Town lakhona lapha eGaborone lapha ama-contributions azathathelwa khona bese siwaqoqa siwahambisa eClubhouse.
UPressure Sibanda laye ungumlandeli weqembu le-Highlanders uthi ume waxamalaza nxa ehluza lolu daba lokukhalala kwabalandeli beBhoso ukuya enkundleni.
Of course PSL maybe it will be affected ngepercentage abazayithola because of the number of people abazangena eBF, but at the same time I think imali yona le ezakhitshwa ngabantu eClubhouse will at the end of the day taken to pay the bills the ABF.
Abaningi abalandeli beqembu le-Highlanders abaloba ebulenjini beveza ukusekela kwabo ukuba kungayiwa enkundleni. Izahluko zabalandeli ezisendaweni ezehlukeneyo ezigoqela iSouth Africa chapter lazo sezikhuphe imbiko zisitsho ukuba zivumelana nalawo umkhankaso. Kuvamile ukuba nxa iqembu leBhoso lidlala abantu besuke kude lakhatshana bezolibukela leli qembu, kodwa kulimpela viki iningi labo lithi lizathumela imali kuphela. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo ngingu Joseph Njanji.
So isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani sihlobo. Hayi singathina singabantu nje singakhali nge-government yase-South Africa. I-government yase-South Africa isebenza ngamalungelo abantu omphakathi, kungakho nje libona ngathi bayakhetha banobandlululo ebantwini bakithi. So thina ingxaki esinayo ukuthi yena laba abakithi laba i-ambassador yakithi nabomthuli Ncube ne-government yabo ibona abasiphilisa kanzima. Awuke ukuze uthathe i-passport ulifake kuma 5,000 something, apha i-permit ifuna 4,000, which means almost 10,000. Labona ukuthi ibona abasibulalayo. Thina kumele ukuthi sitshele i-ambassador nabomthuli Ncube lobahlise lezi zinto zabo lezi zokudulisa ama-passport. Ngoba kusisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, abanye abantu abasebenzi abanye bakhola u-2.5 ngenyanga, kodwa kumele ukuthi abekele inama imali ye-passport uzoyiqeda nini.
Salibona VOA nabulisa obulisayo umethusele uBanda la e-Freedom Park ngokuhlala eGoli, kotshwa izimo zasekhaya ekhaya ugidi lenyama endlovu lengidabuka khona. Ya siyazizwa indaba zakumagagwa kunzima lokho. Siyazizwa siyazibona sizelwe vele kukubi namanje kusasekubi. Kusasekubi ubhizi uthengelana lezi nduna izimota ngithi uroba zona induna lezi ukuthi ziroba abazali bethu ekhaya nathi sinje siyavota wethuselwa. Emovotini la siyayithuselwa emovotini lapha into ezenzakala ekhaya lezi nduna nazo.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
Ithi Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday.
Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba lomculo kamaskandi osacathulayo kumadibhini ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elesihloko esithi Abathakathi. Lumculi udabuka emadojeni esigabeni sePhumugwe kodwa ucula ekwele South Africa. Nawe xoxa lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Ngiyabingelela ngenkulu injabulo emsakazweni. Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ukuhlangana nani ngalesi sikhathi balaleli nabathandekayo. Umfana wasafikayo endimeni zomculo ocula uMaskandi. Uzibiza ngokuthi nguMadibini, uMadibini Music Productions. KuFacebook nguMaclean Mpofu, uMaclean Skizora Mpofu.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Abangathanda ukuxhumana nathi bangasithola kunumber ezithi 0793490953. UFacebook bangavula bangangena epageini elithi Maclean Mpofu, Maclean Skizora Mpofu, lapho ke bazothola yonke imininingwana eqondene nabakudingayo. Then abadinga umculo ukuthi bangawuthola kanjani, bangawudownloada enkundleni zonke ezithengisa online, kuSpotify, on YouTube, even nakhona futhi bangazidownloada. Abafuna ama-CD nama-USB ayatholakala njalo endaweni ezifana naseSoweto naseJohannesburg ku-Free Street. Bakontakta yona le inamba futhi usho nje ukuthi indawo ukuphi bayathola i-delivery.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi?
Abalandeli ngibatshiyela umlayezo othi sesekuningi lukhulu oluzayo, mthwakazi omuhle lukhulu oluzayo, ngithembisa injabulo engasoze ukuphela masinya, ngithembisa uthando olukhulu, ngithembisa ukudla kwendlebe okunohlonzi, ukudla kwendlebe okwakhayo ezimulini eziningi okududuzayo emoyeni edabukile. Jabulela kakhulu ukuhlangana nani, ngingajabulela kakhulu uthando lwenu, isupport yenu bobhuti nabosisi bobaba nabomama bomkhulu nogogo, ngingajabula kakhulu.
I'm going to go to the house. 4 million US dollars. ake kwehlule kwalamhlanje ukuthi siqhubeke silani olivalisa ngenjabulo umthombo sithemba uKips Dube lilale
uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.